Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Clicking Balls. This is our 2019 season preview for the Sainters. So what we'll do first is go through their 2018 and see what we reckon happened there and what's in store for them for the 2019 season.
It's important to set expectations.
It is. And the Saints, fair to say they went into the season with low expectations, and I don't know how many of them they met.
If you're a Saints fan. Yeah. They're pretty confident in the season.
Yeah, but I think that's every team, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
From the outside, I expected little. But
yeah, no one expects the wooden spoon in Feb.
Yeah, well, Carlton. 4.5 wins and 16th they finished. So it's hard to think back to many Saints games where you're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
As a neutral.
Yep.
It was a tough year for them.
Well, the only one I had was when we played them in just the
only time you watched them, or?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so what are their highs for the season in a very light year for them?
Well, they beat Melbourne. Put that down as a high in round 15, where Melbourne, obviously making a run at the finals, had that bit of a shaky start. I feel like they kicked it off. Melbourne kicked seven goals three in the last quarter to Saints, four goals one. So it was a defensive effort from the Saints to get across the line there.
But still, four goals in a quarter is a good footy.
Like, it is,
You kick four goals every quarter, you win most games.
Yeah, well, they lost inside 50, 62 to 50. This was the game where Jack Billings really stepped up as well. Yeah. So it was the Saints being their biggest flaw has been defense pretty much for the last two or three years. And this is one where their defensive effort in the last quarter, which they haven't run out games, has actually won them the game.
Yeah, well, let's see.
Melbourne did do some shit stuff in the last quarter as well. Let's not kid ourselves. But yeah, Saints have had to hold on and play some offensive football because they were outscored.
It's still a win over a team that played finals. Mm. And matter of fact, played a prelim final in the end.
Yeah, yeah.
I had the Gold Coast win as a high, even though they played shit for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah.
It looked absolutely awful. But when it's still good to get a game winner in the final 30 seconds, whatever it was,
with
Jay Gresham. As soon as they had the ball up and it got it into his hands, I remember watching the game going, nah, they've got this.
Yeah, yeah.
They're absolutely going to nail this. And it was a great fight back for them. But still, you know, to get into that position was a pretty shit one.
Yeah. Well, but Jay Gresham was one of the players where I didn't have high expectations, but I thought he had a pretty all right season.
He's an impact player, and he's going to, you know, kick those miraculous goals and rely on it, but you can't build a forward line around him.
No, well, Saints can't build a forward line full stop.
So. No. And we will get to the loads because there's quite a few.
Yep.
Look, the three highs I had, Jade Gresham, Jack Stevens, and Jack Loney.
Yep.
I thought they had some good ones. Although Loney can be a bit and off.
Yeah.
Their draw against the Giants was also a big one for them.
Yeah.
That's a win for them. I think you're beating the spread.
Yeah, I did have it down as not a win, like as in it wasn't that great, but they should have won that game. But at the same time, Carlisle should have marked that ball. Whether you think it was a free kick or not, it shouldn't matter. He should have marked that ball.
Yeah.
So it was good to get a draw, but they should have won that. So it's almost a high and it's almost a low.
Mm.
Which I guess is, you know, kind of the definition of a draw, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
And I think the other high is they didn't have a change of coach, which is quite amazing, all things considered.
It's not March yet.
All right.
It's true. But also, who would you have coach?
Well, they have hired a new head assistant coach in Brett Ratten,
ooh,
who's left Hawthorne to go to be head assistant at St Kilda.
Ooh, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, I feel like. Just going to stack the deck a little bit.
There's only one reason you do it, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll get to that.
So they're right behind the coach.
Right behind him. What were the Saints' lows for the year?
There are a few.
Well, I had pretty much like round two until today. That's the low point.
Round two
till today.
From then till today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a rough old year. Look, some of the major low points, I've got the Good Friday game.
Yeah.
Because that was the single worst half of football I've ever seen.
Mm.
And they didn't improve in the second half.
Well, no.
Yeah. The first half, neither team really looked like wanted to play footy. The second half, North Melbourne looked like they were familiar with the game.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd seen it before.
Whereas the Saints looked like they were trying to play international rules.
We were at that game, and I remember at halftime, when the halftime siren went, somebody stood up and yelled, "Bring on the Oz kickers," and he got the biggest applause of the day. it wasn't just, you know, me being a without a dog in the fight, trying to shit on it. Everybody there was, "This is terrible."
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think there was 4-20 or something at halftime, something like that. But anyway, when you're a struggling club and struggling financially, not just in wins, and you get a marquee game when they've got Friday to themselves, and you put up that.
Yeah, and, you know,
not going back next year.
Especially when you've got four blokes monstering Ben Brown the whole day. Like, I just thought it killed the whole thing. Yeah,
it wasn't,
right.
Yeah.
I also had their negatives is just their goal kicking all year.
Well, it's been funny because they've been a team that seem to have too many options for forward line players. But really, they had too many midfielders who wanted to play forward and didn't want to play midfield.
They had a lot of, you know what, he'd be a great second tall.
Yeah.
Like Membry or Bruce. Or yeah. Bruce didn't play many games.
Or like he'd be great like running through the midfield and putting the ball up forward. Unfortunately, they didn't stop at the midfield. They ran all the way forward and stayed there.
I think Membry was one of the ones we identified last season as, you know, should have a breakout year kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he
couldn't kick.
Well, he has moments where he's like, whoa, he's going to fucking tear the game apart. And then 30 seconds later, it's like, oh, no, there he goes. He's not really doing much.
I think another major low I had is just some of the games were just unwatchable.
Yeah,
You know, and unwatchable for large portions of the game. So the two we've mentioned, you know, was the Gold Coast game. Well, they were terrible for three quarters and the Good Friday game. But there was a bunch of others where, I don't know, I think my schedule just lined up with the Saints too often in 2018, so I saw a lot of their games.
Yeah.
It just wasn't good. And the main problem was it wasn't through lack of effort. They were trying hard.
Yeah.
But they were sprinting so hard to switch the ball across the back line, and then they'd switch it over to the other pocket, and then they're all buggered. And they go, you know what? Let's go back the other way. Let's go back the other way. And they work so hard to get it out the other way, and then they're buggered.
It just felt like they're all playing to a different rhythm. Like,
They're
running to space, but then they're not kicking until that space is almost closed.
Yep.
And then they're trying to create an option, but they're kicking while the forward, like Membry, is in between two leads. So it was just 90% of it, I think, is timing.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. Or you know, maybe there's some dumb footballers that aren't in the positions they're meant to be in.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just a really simple system and everyone's able to read it. I don't know. You'd have to sit in the coach's box to really know. But just some of you just look at it and go, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. We did have one other high. They got, what's his name, Freeman, who got his first game. He spent 4 years on a Collingwood list and then one or two on the Saints. He played two games.
He was one of the dudes that did a bit of coke with some clambuterol, wasn't he?
No.
Was it Freeman?
No. That was Thomas and O'Keefe.
If that's one of your highlights.
Yeah, but it's a good story for him. I mean, he's not
Alex Johnson.
He's not on the list anymore. No, exactly. Even in that part, they get overshadowed. Anyway. So let's have a look at what their big list changes have been.
Now, here's where their wins are.
Well,
hey, look, don't take this away from them.
All right, we'll start with the biggest name they got in. You know, they were in the conversation for a lot of the big free agents, and they whiffed on a lot of them. But they got Dan Hanbury.
Yeah. The thing is, with a lot of their big conversation players, they were second to the table. Just about every time.
Just about, yeah.
You know, they were going after Pollock, they were going after Gaff, they were going after just about every full forward in the comp.
Yeah, I think they threw Iron Man some cash. Yeah. Sponsorship.
But they weren't leading any discussions, but with Hanbury, it seems like they got off ahead of the pack, if you like, and were actually able to get in front of him before he was really looking to go anywhere.
I'd like to see what other offers are on the table for Hanbury.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say, the pack?
Well,
who else was in this pack?
So I think there were six of them. VB, Cupcraft.
Because Hanbury is a dual premiership player. So without looking, I think he'd be the only premiership player on the list for the Saints. But yeah, at 27, 28, I think he is. So his best is behind him. And on top of that, he's been broken the last 2 years.
Yeah.
He hasn't been playing that good footy up in Sydney. To the point that, you know, he's one of their heroes, you know, premiership heroes. And I reckon should have won a Norm Smith in 2012. But
that was 2012.
And Sydney weren't that disappointed lose him.
Well, one of the things with the Saints is that, well, I feel over the last few years, their biggest failure has been the recruitment of stars that aren't actually stars anymore.
Yeah.
I think, you know...
Well, they got Carlisle,
yep.
who had to sit out a few weeks for, you know, the snorting less than what Shane Mumford did.
Less, but still considerably... Enough. And, I mean, I've always had a conversation with the bloke, if you can. Yeah. Not the smartest dude going around.
Yep. So Hanbury's coming in. I mean, he's good experience, but he's not a game winner anymore.
No.
Or he could get his body right, and who knows, but...
Well, I think a big part of what he brings is a culture too. Like, Sydney have been up in finals contention for, what, the last 15 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, you know, just listening to what he says will help the players and just a different sort of message coming around.
Yeah. I think he'd like someone who's going to be there for a bit longer as well, though, to really, like, ingrain that culture in, not just say, here's what we're going to do.
And they
almost, like, I feel it's going to be like a Hodge at Brisbane where you had a couple of years and that's it, but really, they're not doing their all to get this club up. Really? Well,
their defence, they tried to do that, tried to get some younger players who've got discuss in the back, but they just got outbid or outmanoeuvred.
Yeah.
I mean, he is 5 or 6 years younger than Luke Hodge, but his body doesn't seem to be.
Yeah.
I think the upside of it is it's not like he's taking salary cap away from somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The players he's, you know, taking a spot from, well, they've got plenty of youngsters anyway. Plenty of young kids are getting a game. He's not really taking a spot, and he's not really taking cash. So you've got to use that somehow. At least, hey, if he's...
Does he have kids?
No idea. Absolutely no idea.
Try and get 100 games out of him. See what he can do.
Well, it'll be an effort. I've got a feeling he doesn't, but anyway, we'll check that out. Dean Kent, they got as well, across from Melbourne.
Yeah.
It was sort of a, you know, best 25 at Melbourne.
Yeah.
And he get a consistent game, but again, it's just another, oh yeah, we got him, he's all right.
Yeah. They had a strong draft. I mean, they had plenty of picks and managed to hold on to some future picks as well.
Well, that's really where they did well, was Max King.
Well, he's the excitement machine, isn't it? The best part is they can look at how his brother's playing, how they're using him, and just copy-paste.
So if you got better coaching up there with Fakes.
Yeah.
Is he at Brisbane or Gold Coast? No, is it Gold Coast? What am I talking about?
Yeah, Gold Coast.
Yeah. Wrong one. Some of the best.
So he's under Dewey. But again, he's going to be a couple of years. It's almost a shame that they got him, though, because he's a key forward. That's what they got Paddy McCartan for.
Yep, and that's why they had pretty much everyone else on the list.
And Paddy McCartan is, you know, had a lot of troubles with head knocks and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, forget a season. He's lucky to run out of game.
Yeah, exactly.
But if Nick Revolt's around the club, which he still is...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Because I think he doesn't really realize that he's finished yet. He'd be a really good bloke to just pair Max King up with. Like, do everything he does and try and do it on the game day.
Do you reckon if Brendan Goddard goes, you know, I'd like to come back to the club, like, you know what, we're good.
Well, I think
they're pretty huge.
Real cool.
I think they already have, in a playing sense, because Brendan was looking for another club.
Yeah.
So on that side,
it's probably like getting rid of Hugh, just so they no excuse for him to come back.
We know what you're trying to pretend.
Yeah. Hugh played 100 games. Can I come in?
They're outs. And actually, I think they've done it right with these outs. So they've lost Kobe Stevens, who's retired Yeah. I think head knocks as well for Kobe. I think. Hugh Goddard that you mentioned. Nathan Freeman, who was just happy to finally play a game.
Yeah.
Poor bastard. Sam Gilbert, who they nursed through to 200 games.
Yeah.
Fair say, whipping boy.
One of the most unremarkable 200 games you'll see.
Josh Fraser rings a bell. But
yeah, shit. Forgot about that bloke.
But yeah,
Josh Fraser was born 57 years old, though.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, pretty much. Darren Minchington.
Gets a pension discount.
He was a player.
Yep. Tom Hickey, who was a gangly ruckman.
Yeah, I remember like 2 years ago, Saints were about our ruck stocks, the best in the in the league. How many of those players left now?
Well,
zero.
They did have a few youngsters come on that looked all right in the ruck department.
Yeah.
And Mav Weller, who's that's a bit of a shame because he looked like it could have been anything.
Well,
I don't think he's done yet.
I mean, no, he's done at the Saints, though.
He's done at the Saints, but they got rid of him and then just hired more staff, more players that play the exact same role.
Kind of.
It's that, whatever. I mean, shoe in for the Brownlow next year anyway.
What's the JJ Liston? I reckon he might win. If he's playing at Richmond.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to get a game in the best 22 that often.
Well, I mean, I can't see him being better than anyone we've got rid of from our twos.
Yeah.
Especially Sam Lloyd and
Miles and Miles, the rest of them. Which, again, it's just, I mean, I don't think there's any bad outs there. There's a good reason for all of them.
I think they just need balance in the list for whether it be tools, backman, or forward line. They've just got this mess of recruiting fast running players. I don't know if they thought that they'd be able to offload them and trade in what they needed.
Yeah.
But it's still hard to be a star in that role in a team that's not going very well and not getting much of the ball.
And like I said, the way they move the ball was just terrible for the majority of the season. So it's hard to look good.
The thing is, they showed what they could do. There were some instances where they were on fire running from wings and getting the ball out of the centre first. But then other times, as soon as it gets to the centre half back, they're fucked.
Well, a lot of that, and I saw that especially in the the Good Friday game.
Yeah.
Jack Billings came out of the midfield looking brilliant. And then all of a sudden, intercept mark, rebound. North's attempt to score was always score a point, get the ball on the kick out, kick goal.
But there was even those ones, like you say, there was a intercept mark and then there's a lazy 25 kick forward to an unmarked player.
Yeah.
He's going to, well, let's call it running, but he'll waddle forward, take a bounce, and he'll kick to another unmarked man. You're like, guys, like somebody throw shade at him. You know, do something. Just make it almost difficult for him to find an open man.
Insult him.
There's no pressure.
Can't catch him.
Like I said before, it seemed like they're on different rhythms. And the good teams always run in packs. Like you'll get someone who'll duck one tackle and then run into two more blokes who put him on their ass.
Yeah.
And you just did not see that with St Kilda. It was like one bloke had tackled and the other two had sort of run away to try and netball corral a bloke. So and that might be the team plan. I don't know. But it sucked to watch.
Yeah. I went to the game against Sydney as well where I think they kicked one goal to 15 at one stage or something. Yeah,
When you think about it, who's the hardest tackler in the team? Like, who's the bloke we like, he's going to fucking stick that?
Well, I would have said Mav Weller back in the day, but I mean,
maybe Armitage tends to balance out tackles and possessions.
Yeah,
and the only one that even comes close is Membry, and I think half of that's just the tattoo intimidation.
And he's up forward. There's been a few over the years, but when I think of the quintessential St Kilda player, they're undersized. Just about anyone that comes into my head, could be a little bit bigger.
Yeah, unless it's like, actually, I don't know.
Yeah, what's his name? Robertson.
Robertson. Yeah. Although, decent season though.
He didn't play that often.
I wasn't really impressed with him. Full stop. Like 2017, did better than I expected for him last year.
I feel kind of bad for Membry. Like he just happens to play for St Kilda at the era where they're not trying to poach the St Kilda player to Sydney Swans for big money. Bad luck.
Right, Evan. All right, so that's enough of 2018 for them. Let's have a look at 2019. So we always start off with their double-ups for the year, finishing in the bottom four that they did, so you'd expect them to be generous. They've got the Demons, the Crows, Frio, Gold Coast, and Carlton. Well, Gold Coast and Carlton, they should be more than competitive.
Yeah.
Especially Gold Coast.
Yep.
Other three are going to be difficult for them.
Yeah. I think you get one and one against Frio, I think that's a good result.
Yeah, I think Carlton's going to be set the standard for them because Carlton are going to be better this year than they were last year.
If I was listening to that as a Saints supporter, that would be offended.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You'd be like, oh, if you go, true, but shit, I want to prove this motherfucker wrong.
If you go 0-2 against Carlton, yeah, your season's been a failure. It doesn't matter how many other games you win.
I was going to say, we'll find out, I should have looked this up, when they play Carlton in the season, how far into the season it is.
Yeah.
So while you look that up, Josh, I'll just crap on a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if they lose Carlton, there you go, round 10. All right, so they've got the bye coming up after that. If they go, you know, they're 1-10,
yeah,
and one of those 10 is Carlton at the bye, I think Ratten might be coaching after the bye.
Yeah, it's 10-22 they play Carlton. So, you know, you've got just before the bye and just before the end of the season, unless they play finals, which, yeah, they're not going to be playing finals.
No, they're not.
So let's just
if Josh isn't confident, then you are fucked.
I'm an optimistic motherfucker at the best of times.
See, the thing is, when we go through these, we do previews for all 18 clubs, and you try and, you know, this is just for the fans of those clubs, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And you try and find, okay, here's what you can look forward to. I struggle with Saints. I don't know what they're looking forward to.
Max King. And look, he could be an absolute game-breaking superstar. But there's at least 12 players in the draft every year that we think that about. But, and there's maybe one or two that emerge.
At the same time, in all things being equal, he should probably play the entire year in the VFL.
Yeah.
Because he's a big lad, but he's not heavy yet. He won't be strong.
Yeah.
Well, we might see him around 10, around 22. I don't know. Maybe get him a bit of game time there.
Yeah. Protect him a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Well, I think that's a big key point, too. Like a lot of teams that are successful, you see that when they get the lighter, younger lads come in, the star lads, you've always got a player there who'll protect them. Like, I don't know that St. Kilda can do that. Like, the player that, if he's going for the ball, you've got this angry motherfucker behind him making sure that he can get the ball without getting clipped in the ear.
Yeah.
Because if you're if you're a senior player, you don't get shown up by this one-game rookie. So, fuck yeah, you're going to give away a couple of free kicks.
Mm.
All right, so who's in it for a big year for the Saints then?
I really want to say Billings.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be in for the biggest year, because if he's not, then they're fucked.
I think Billings, he wasn't too good the first half. The last half season, he put together some consistent games. A couple of games where he was the difference.
Yep.
But also, I think Nathan Brown, they picked him up, was it like two, 3 years ago from Collingwood? He was a backman that actually put his hand up. Hasn't been great, but you'd expect him to be able to do something more this year.
His best and his worst aren't that far apart.
Yeah.
He's a good, consistent player. You're not going to get out of him. I like him.
Yeah. Well, he played 15 games last year. You want to see him play 22 and be sort of a leader in that back line, direct it. He's not going to be the most effective player, but you can see him being the general of the back line.
They've got a lot of young lads that were going into their second and third year, and you want to see more from them. You know, guys like Hunter Clark.
Yeah.
Who, there's a few games this year you go, okay, I can see it. The spark's there.
Yeah.
But again, he just needs a little bit of talent around him as well. Billy Longer is going to have a big year as well in the ruck, because Hickey's gone and they need something out of there.
Yep.
He's, I think, 5 or 6 years into his career now at his second club.
Yeah.
I reckon it's going to click for him now. And so this will be a year where they don't have to think about, you know, who's our number one ruckman.
Yeah, yep.
And that's really all he's got to do is just remove doubt.
I think for St Kilda, the 2 weeks they really need to get the most out of are in November. Because they're not playing finals next year.
No, no.
And the list they've got isn't good enough to threaten for a flag. So it's how they trade and how they recruit at the end of 2019 that'll set up 2021, 2022. And getting successful players in. Like, they've got Hanbury in, like we mentioned before. But like you said, he's probably a few years past.
You've got to sell him on something, though, don't you?
You do. Yeah. And sometimes that's just cold, hard cash. Like, if you go to, say, a Jack Darling, you've already got a few other Jacks. So you're like, all right, full house. Or, you know, quads, whatever. And, you know, throw stupid cash at him. And he's not the one that West Coast are going to be trying to keep at all costs. So maybe you can get him.
I think they've been throwing stupid cash around and it hasn't been working.
Yeah. Much, it hasn't quite been stupid enough.
But maybe it is the different... They've got to sell something different.
Yep.
So it's got to be, here's stupid cash and here's our plan.
Yeah, well, I think the plan should be if you can, you know, have a chance of luring a strong, tall forward who is proven... You can almost get rid of another two of your forward line players
in
compensation.
We'll save a fortune in medical bills.
So
who's in trouble for him? Who's on the outer? Because I want to start in that forward line.
I've got Nathan Brown again.
Again.
Even though
just on age,
big year, but he's getting old. And if he played the full season, 17, only played 15 last year.
Yeah.
If he can't pull it together, I feel like they're going to be like, we'll reset that back line too. And I had Paddy McCartan. We have him every year. I think they're never getting rid of him. So whatever. Well, cool.
He's just got injury trouble. Look, if he gets another knock, he could go the way of Kobe Stevens and say, you know what, this isn't worth it.
I think he should be there already.
I do too.
I think there's two more in Armitage. He hasn't really shown the potential that we were hoping for.
Only in patches.
Yeah.
Only in patches.
So the cost of him staying at the club isn't balanced out by his contribution, so they might be looking to trade him into the year or just put a line through him, whatever.
Well, he can get 40 possessions and have 30 clangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other one, obviously, is in the coach's box. And I think every motherfucker except Brett Ratton is kind of worried at making the bye.
Yeah. Like we said, you know, if they go 1-10 and one of those 10 is Carlton, there's no chance.
Yeah. But I think that if you do go that and, you know, you're a head coach, you're assistant coach, you're a midfield coach, that's when you start to go, yeah, look, I think I'll just polish up the resume, lads. Yeah. Well, you don't need to be pushed because you're on your way.
Do you reckon Brett Ratton's already, you know, got it penciled in? Like, he's already picked the dates.
I think he's planning the team. I'm pretty sure they went to him for their recruiting advice.
Yeah. The other one I got is Josh Bruce. There's nobody to have a better highlight reel of missed goals from the goal square than Josh Bruce in their career.
Lindsay Thomas?
From the goal square.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't get in the goal square very much.
He had one from the goal square. I think Bruce has got about three last season.
I remember two in one game from him.
So at least Lindsay Thomas was, you know, 15 metres out.
Yeah.
He was also 74 years old at the time.
The worst thing is the goal square is like twice as big this year, isn't it?
No, they knocked that back.
They knocked that back. All right, cool.
They moved the mark.
It's putting the pressure on.
Weird thing is they knocked that back and moved the mark back 5 metres, though.
Which makes it stupid.
Same eventuality.
It's like they had an argument between Josh Bruce and Josh Jenkins. And that was their compromise. Was like, we won't extend it, but the bloke can extend it. Okay. We both win. But yeah, there comes a time where you go, you know what, where potential doesn't get you a game anymore.
Yeah.
And he can take some absolute screamers, but his kicking's let him down a bit and some of his decision making.
Do you think he goes somewhere else? Like, would other teams be after him?
Yeah, there's some shit teams out there.
Someone take him for sure.
Take anybody.
He'd probably move on to free or something like that.
I mean, he isn't entirely unathletic. He can get around.
Take some screamers.
He's not a bad player. Actually, he used to be bad.
But so did Casbolt. He'd take some absolute belters. And then, you know, if you're sitting on the wing, you're ducking when he's kicking the goal.
Yeah. So 4.5 wins and 16th last year. Where do you see him finishing this year?
Not much better, to be honest.
Well, it's funny. This is the one team I think we all agreed on.
Did we?
We all said 16th.
Oh, sweet.
Yep. So that's not up, that's not down.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I can see them finishing 17th or even 18th, not 15th.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
Yeah, and I really want to give people some positivity because you got to keep supporting your club. You got to keep turning up. Nothing wrong with that, even in the bad times.
Yep.
You'll start turning up.
Yeah, look, rock up, bring your boots. You might get a roll. And you'll get to see Max King emerge.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be something there for him because remember a couple of years ago where they made that steal of a trading it with Hawthorn, and they got Hawthorn's future pick, and Hawthorn were going terrible, and Saints were on the up, and then they had two top 10 picks, and then they finished 16th, 4.5 wins. Yep. So, but they've got those players there, they've just got to move them on somehow.
Yeah, I mean, their grand final is always going to be the Maddie game.
Yeah.
They're going to get fucking spanked, and they'll play their asses off, but I just don't see it.
So, 16th all round for the Saints again, it's another long year.
Yep. Yeah, but it's really like this year isn't the year you're setting high expectations. You're kind of waiting till 2021.
Yeah.
It's the same old for the Saints, unfortunately. All right, that'll do us.
Yep, have a good one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.